Hello and welcome to the Millennial Girl Boss podcast. My name's Chantel and I'm a Millennial Girl Boss, and I turn my dream of running my own location independent business into a reality. I quit my job to make money online and I'm here to teach millennials how to do the same. On this podcast, I talk about everything to do with mindset, productivity, and online business. So you're in the right place if you're looking for those things. Hey everyone, it's Chantel here. Welcome back to my channel. This is the Millennial Girl Boss and you are here to learn. So if you're interested in social media and online business, don't forget to click the subscribe button and the bell so you get your notification. And also check out in the description my No BS guide for leaving your day job. Number one is Blogger, and it's really easy to do and you can create massive passive income from having a blog. I started my own blog on WordPress and I used Bluehost as my website host. If you want to set up your own blog, I have a link in description for Bluehost. WordPress is super easy to use. The great thing about being a blogger is that there's absolutely no limit to how much you can earn. And you can really see this from blogger reports. It's a great way to earn a lot of passive income as well and active income. So the possibilities are endless as a blogger. So number two is Digital Ads Manager. This is a sort of one that you can set up and forget about it. And companies pay you to run ads for their company. Really simple. And if you don't know how to do this, there is a free course on Skillshare, so I'll link that in the description. I'll have links to all of these, all the free courses that you can go on, because if you use my link, you can get 2 months free on Skillshare and you can take unlimited courses. Why not? Number three is become a day trader. Now, I recommend that you do a lot of research on this. You get big results or you can create really big losses with this. So you really need to know your stock markets and you really need to understand all about day trading before you can go along with it. There's lots of different types of books that you can look at and courses that you can take online. So number four is becoming a YouTuber. I think everyone knows this one and it's kind of like the one that is so popular. It's almost like today's equivalent of becoming a celebrity, because you get fame and you kind of earn like passive income from your videos, which is pretty exciting. Like, isn't that exciting? As well as affiliate income if you're setting up affiliate links in all of your videos. So there's lots of different ways you can monetize from YouTube, as well as selling your own merch and obviously the ad revenue as well. So that is kind of a limitless way of having income. A freelancer, if you've got a skill that you can hire out, or you've got a skill that can help people, then you can freelance on websites like Upwork and Fiverr. In fact, I actually have my own online course about how you can freelance on Fiverr and make it your full-time business, like what I've done myself, and that's how I left my job. You can be a dropshipper. So dropshipping is very competitive area, but there is still money in the area. If you don't know what it is, it's basically simply you have a website, you take all the pictures and images off of a manufacturer's website. When someone orders from your website, you order it from the manufacturer's website and they send it to your customer. It's super simple and it can be passive. You can set up a virtual assistant to manage all of the orders when they come through, or you can do it manually yourself. So it's very low maintenance work, but it does require quite a lot of money for the upkeep and also for the advertisements to drive traffic to your website. So it relies on you choosing a popular niche and also having a lot of money to put into advertising. If you haven't got money to put into advertising, then I wouldn't suggest drop shipping, because really you can lose money instead of gaining it. So it's kind of a tricky one right there. So you can become a photographer. People from all around the world are looking for photography, and one of the easiest ways to monetize your photography is by becoming a stock photographer. You can sell digital stock photography on places like Etsy, and you can make a really nice income from that. You can earn passive income on Etsy selling stock photography, as well as other stock photography websites. So one of the best jobs you can do is to become a consultant or coach. It's super easy, super easy. You can easily earn six figures or million every single year becoming a consultant or a coach. And I'll tell you exactly why. You've got to hit the people's pain points. So usually that can come in the form as a relationship coach. People will pay anything to sort their relationships out. That is important. A health and fitness coach. People want to have good health. They want to have the body they love. They want to be fit and beautiful, so that is a pain point for people, and they'll pay a coach to help them. Businesses, they want to earn money, they want to be successful, so if you have business experience you can become a business coach. So basically, if you can hit any of the pain points, one of the top ones, then you'll always have a consistent stream of customers. And what you can do is you can also have like sort of group coaching calls, so you could charge like, I don't know, $100 for a group coaching call. And if you at least get 10 people in there, that's $1,000 per month, which is really good. Imagine if you could get 20 people or even 30 people to come to your group coaching. That would be $2,000, $3,000 in one group session. So imagine if you held more and more of those. Another job that you could do is become an author. Now you might be thinking, I'm not a writer, but you don't actually have to write your own books. You can hire a ghostwriter and sell your books on Amazon. And I know you're thinking, oh, but that's oversaturated. No. There's still areas that you can get into, and you've got to do the correct research. You can't just write a book about whatever you want to do or just find the best sellers. You've got to find out a specific area. So those are all the different jobs that you can do in 2019 that work, and they are very good for you to start. If you enjoyed this video, don't forget to like and subscribe and leave your comment down below. What are you working on right now? Have you got a side hustle? Let me know. Bye everyone!